Welcome to the Embodiment Conference 2020, also on behalf of the whole team behind the scenes. Thank you for your attention to another amazing presentation about intimacy and relationship. My name is Ilan Stefani and it's my pleasure to be sponsoring this channel, as I deeply believe that aliveness, embodiment, intimacy, relationship are key to individual and global change. My ongoing somatic research is focused on more and more aliveness for each and every one of us. I tune into the fields of collective trauma, of intimacy, of love and rage, shadow work, and higher level of energy. If you are curious about my work, you might want to catch my presentation on this channel as well as on the main stage. And you can also head over to my website, ilanstefani.com. My methods have been described as an embodiment training for warriors. However, you are so welcome to find out yourself. I teach online and in person. I teach in German as well as in English. Thank you for your attention and please enjoy the following presentation.
So now I have the honor of introducing you to Celeste Pomegranate. Welcome, Celeste. It's great to have you here with us. And Celeste, wow, Celeste is a 21st century priestess and she's based in Berlin. She holds a leadership role in the Shambhala School. She's a leader of the online community, Women's Circle, online tribe that is aimed at empowering women in leadership and purpose. And she studied with Winter Jade Isley, the School of Erotic Mysteries, the International School of Temple Arts and the Wild Grace Movement. Mm. And Celeste, I'm so excited to have you here and to hear everything that you've got to share. So over to you, you're so welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks everyone for joining. I feel super excited to be able to be here with you all and talk about something that's really, really important to me, and that is soul. And I just want to like turn back time. And when I was asked to speak here, I really had so many ideas on what I could talk about or share. And because there's like so much beauty in the intimacy and relationship field. And also have a background as a tantra masseuse, so like body work and all of that. But I felt like, actually, I wanna go a little bit into like something that is a little bit daring for me and talk about what I feel embodiment really means for me. And that is really landing the soul in the body. And I know that the word soul is, edgy for some people. For some people, they're like, what does that even mean? Like, I don't have any connection to this word, or like that's like some spiritual stuff. And I feel like my work is really about, bringing this like light and love spiritual topic into the body and landing it in the body and supporting people of arriving fully in their bodies. And as Ilan Stefani said in the intro video, which I really liked, it's like in the individual empowerment and growth that is then rippling out into the field, into the collective. So whatever we do for ourselves, however much we land in our bodies as souls, the more we will empower the collective and the world, basically. So it's a ripple effect, really. And that's what I'm here for. So, today I'm gonna guide you through a journey. I'm gonna talk a little bit and then I'm really gonna invite you to have a journey with yourself. So if you're not already in a place that feels comfortable, then please go there now, because I'm gonna guide you through a little like embodied journey where I'm gonna share, maybe drop you into a place of soul so that you can differentiate between this body mind that we identify with a lot and the soul identity that we also have. Deep breath. Yeah, so first, I want to say a little bit about, why this work is so important to me is because I see people walking around in the streets, and I just see them, and everybody's just really busy with surviving, basically, just getting along, getting through the day, making it through another day, going to work, doing this and making it through another day, and then going to sleep and eating here and there. But there's it's really just about getting along and surviving. And this is really what happens when we live from a place that is identified with the body mind. It's like this body and all the needs that we have that comes with, all the wounding that we have, the trauma that we have, all the stories and memories that we have from this life. And we walk through the world basically gazing through glasses that are just about meeting the needs of this body mind. And most of the times not going further than that. And what I envision and dream of is really a soul culture where people are connected to their soul, identify as soul, not abandoning the body mind, still taking care of their needs, still being super connected to their boundaries, and to their needs as people, but identifying with a deeper level of who they are, that has the possibility to have a vision of the world that is more 360 degrees rather than just like this. So and this is what my work is all about. So today I'm gonna guide you through a journey, and we're gonna go into the heart, which is basically the entry point to get to these places. Okay, so whenever you're ready, you can just find a posture or lay down, maybe, if that's your way to go. You don't have to look at the camera anymore. You just have to hear my voice. So I really invite you to find a posture that works for you. Maybe you want to lay down, maybe you want to lean back, or whatever you do, you can close your eyes. And just start by breathing deeply into your belly. And just use your breath to arrive in the present moment. So with each inhale, see if you can massage your body from the inside. And just sending your breath into each and every corner of your body. And with each exhale, letting go of anything that you don't need to be here right now. With each exhale, letting your body sink deeper and deeper and deeper. See if you can also really soften your jaw, your shoulders, your belly. Just see how much you can fully let yourself be. Really inviting all the sounds and movements that are alive, so letting this body be part of the journey. Hmm. And then center in your heart. So simply bring your awareness into your heart space, the heart chakra. And simply let your awareness rest there. So there's no need to imagine anything or visualize anything. And just resting in your heart space. Breathing into your heart. Just connecting to whatever is alive in your heart space right now. And usually when we tune into our heart space, we connect to our personal heart first. So that is the place where we have emotions, maybe pain, joy. The place where we carry wounding. Memories of this life, our childhood. And it's also the place that we feel we need to protect sometimes. This place of the heart where we are scared to be hurt. And just letting yourself feel this layer of your heart right now, welcoming any emotions that are there, not shaming anything. And as you connect to this layer of your heart, see if you can, whatever is alive there, see if you can just let that expand into the rest of your body. So whatever is alive in this part of your heart, see if you can just let it become alive in all of you and starting to somehow embody this part of your heart, this personal layer of your heart, where you have the emotions, the wounding, the memories of this life. And how does that want to move through your body? And then just take a moment to check in with yourself. How do you meet the world from this place? How do you meet your partner, your parents, your boss, the bus driver from this place? And how alive do you really feel in this place? And is there maybe a part there that knows that there must be more than this? There must be more to life than this. So just breathing that in. And then letting yourself fall deeper into your heart. So again, there's no need to visualize or imagine anything. Just resting in a deeper place of your heart. And just watching this personal layer of your heart that you just experienced, that you just embodied, just watching it fade in front of your eyes. And letting yourself fall through this layer and into a deeper truth of your heart. Breathing into this deeper layer of your heart, the soul layer of your heart. See if you can connect to this deeper layer, even if you don't know what soul is, even if you have no idea what I'm talking about right now. Just trust your heart to guide you in this. And just connecting to this deeper layer of your heart and see if you can feel the difference, this layer of your heart, where there's an inherent love. And this is the place that sometimes whispers to you in moments of crisis, when you need support, suddenly there's a voice inside of you telling you to trust or telling you to go this way and not that way. You might call it intuition. And see if you can rest in this place of your heart. Where there's a particular sense of freedom and love. In this place that recognizes another as the same. In this place in your heart that has a longing for more life and more love. This place in your heart that knows that it has to be in this place at a particular time, or that sees a person for the first time and feels like, oh, I've met you before. I don't know how, but I know you. And see what happens if you let yourself really be in this place. And it's very possible that it's really vulnerable, because it means that you have to recognize that actually you're not living from that place all the time. And there's no shame in that. But just now, just for this, let yourself be in that place fully and feel also the connection to all the other beautiful souls on this planet and the nature, the intimacy you can have with others from this place, how connected you can feel from this place just by seeing a tree or a flower or the sun or the moon. The intimacy you can experience simply by being in this place, not needing anything from the outside, but simply being here in this place, anchored in the soul. How do you meet the world from this place? Well, if you've never been here before, how would you meet the world from this place? How would you meet your beloved, your partner, your family, your boss, the bus driver from this place? What happens also when we go to this place is that we start feeling all the pain that we've been trying not to feel. And when you can sense yourself becoming numb or just fading away, see if you can bring yourself back. It's okay if it's hard. But see if you can bring yourself back and just dive deeper into your heart and just see if you can just let yourself fall through, so you don't have to push through anything. It's not about forcing anything. Just let yourself fall through. Yeah, and also acknowledge that it's vulnerable, it's tender. And just connecting to this place in your heart, the soul layer of your heart. There's an inherent innocence, an inherent beauty that is alive there. There's an abundance of love in this place. And recognizing that can be quite painful. So if there's pain, also welcome that. Recognizing that actually the love that we're always seeking outside is right here, and that we just have forgotten how to access it. And also from this place, feeling the world and humanity in this time that we are in right now. Feeling what's happening globally, collectively, while staying anchored in this place of our hearts. So just breathing this in. And just see if you can take a couple of moments to let this layer expand and really become fully alive in your body, See if you can use your breath to inhale the soul heart. See if you can use your breath to inhale all the aliveness that is in that part of your heart, all the pain and grief collectively, all the joy and ecstasy. See if you can really feel that. Give yourself permission to fully feel. So don't hold back. Give yourself permission to fully fucking feel this right now. We hold ourselves back all the time, make ourselves small all the time, not trying to hurt anybody or whatever it is. Just for now, just fuck that and give yourself permission to fully be alive. Just breathing in this heart layer and also feeling whatever emotions come with that. So when I connect to this place of my heart, I feel a lot of grief and bliss at the same time. It's quite, it doesn't make much sense, but it doesn't have to make sense. So really allow yourself to be fully alive from this place, just for a minute or two. And just letting this aliveness arrive in all of your body, arrive in each cell, in each hair that you have, or letting this aliveness just really become alive everywhere. In all of your being. Maybe your body needs to move or shake, or you need to make sounds. Maybe there's some tickling, some awakening in your body happening as you expand from this place of your heart. And maybe your mind is trying to come in and trying to tell you how this is not working, how this is not good. Then let your mind be. Tell your mind to please go to the side just for a moment. Tell your mind, thank you, I love you. And please go to the side just for a moment. And then just coming back to this place and letting yourself be. And just feeling all the times that you have not allowed yourself to be. Feel all of the times where you have held yourself back. And giving yourself full permission right now to to just be you, whatever that means, whatever that looks like. It doesn't really matter. There's no right or wrong here. It doesn't matter. There can be joy, there can be tears, whatever it is, it can be silent, it can be sweet. It's also perfect, whatever it is. Just be alive. Be alive. Just now, please be alive. And being alive also means feeling, really feeling. There's no good or bad feelings. And now, as you are vibrating life, check in again. How would you meet the world from this place? What would your life look like if you were to meet the world from this place? And just see if you can allow yourself to have a vision of this life as if it was already here. Recognizing that this life is already here inside of you. And then, and really without shaming, it's very, try to not shame yourself. If you notice you're shaming yourself, then just see if you can love that peace and come back. Without shaming, try to see where the place is in your life, and especially with your beloveds, with your partner, with your family, whoever. where you are not living from that place. And that does not mean that you have to be in a good mood all the time. You have to be love and light. That's not at all what I'm talking about here. And just see if you can connect to one or two people where you feel like, actually, I would love to meet them from this place. I have a longing to meet them from this place. I have a longing to show up from here. And give them permission to also be here. And with that, just welcome the opportunity in the unknown. So welcome this challenge, this opportunity to deepen into this place through another. Welcome the beautiful gift of arriving more and more in this place of your heart and in your soul, with the support of your beloved, with the support of your tribe, your job, your family, your partner, your children, your clients. And recognize that they too have this place in their heart. And that we all have it. And that we've all forgotten. And taking a deep breath into your heart space. Another one, maybe exhale with a sound. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes, give your body a little stretch, a little shake, a little movement, whatever your body needs. It's nice to see you. I love that I can see you. Yeah, so what we just did is really we just journeyed through two layers of the heart. There's a deeper layer, but like for now, I just wanted to stay in these two. What I personally love is when I go somewhere and I have an experience, and then I also learn something how to create that experience for myself at home without having anybody there. So this is something that you can do whenever you want to connect to this place. And there's a particular intimacy that can happen when we are in this place. And what I've noticed in my life, especially recently, is that when I'm here, and I meet my life and the people in my life, something happens, like it reflects back to them, and then they drop down into this place as well. And there's if you are surrounded by people who are all in this place, there's an opportunity for magic. And it's a particular magic that you cannot experience by yourself. It's a particular magic that one can only drink from as group. It's because there's an opening in our hearts, and we open ourselves to like the deeper identity of who we are. Yes, we are this body. Yes, we have this mind. We are all that. But there's a deeper identity of us, and the soul realm, like this, like the soul us. When we are connected to that place, there's more space. And when we as a group are connected to that place, there's even more space. So there's an opportunity for more to come through, more life to come through, more love to come through. And I bet like each and everyone here has maybe had like peak moments, peak experiences with like, even if it was just with one more person where you felt like something just happened, like we shifted and I'm not me anymore and you're not you anymore. Suddenly we're us, and that can be with anyone, and it can be with one other person or with three other people or with 100 people. Suddenly something changed and I'm not really here anymore. I have expanded my identity and I have become this group being. And when I'm in this place, there's so much love and an intimacy that is so beyond anything that I have ever experienced, that I drink from that for weeks. And it gives me so much strength. And any challenges I experience, they seem like I can do this. And I'm actually not only I can do this, I'm fucking here for this. Like, this is what I'm here for, you know? And that suddenly I understand and everything makes sense. Like, not necessarily on a, like with words, you know, but like it makes sense in the body. And to be in this place is possible, and to live from that place is possible. And that doesn't mean that I have to be there all the time. And it doesn't mean that I have to neglect my needs or my boundaries. And this is really why I feel so called to do this work, because I see so much spiritual bypassing happening in the world, yeah? Where I see so many people like, oh yeah, love and light, and you know, like just love and accept and blah, blah, blah. That no, that's not the way to go, you know? Don't abandon your body mind. Don't abandon this beautiful vessel with like all the trauma and wounding and experiences that it has. Don't abandon it. Let this love that you feel, let it land in this body mind as well, you know, like be radical about it. Let it land in here. And I have to say, like, it takes fucking like courage to go there. Like, it's not the love and light, all is easy path. It's hard. You know, you have to commit to this place over and over and over and over again. It's a commitment. It's like marrying your soul, you know, like you can't just go away when it's getting hard. Like when it's getting hard, this is when you have to go for it, you know. When it's getting hard and you feel like, oh, fuck all of this, I don't want to do this anymore. I just want to like go, like I have this, like I had this morning, I was like, I just want to disappear, I just want to go into my cave and be alone and just want to bury myself in the ground, you know. And then it's like, yeah, like I can welcome this need, like I can welcome that I have a need for safety, and I want to welcome that I'm going to take care of this part, but I'm not going to identify with it. I'm going to be, my soul is going to be a mother to this part and nurture it and nourish it and let all the love that I feel, let it ripple through and into this place of my being, and let it ripple through into all the other beautiful humans that I get to meet every day. And sometimes it doesn't work, you know? And sometimes I'm just like a bitch and I don't want to deal with anything. And then letting the love also be there and be like, okay, and today I'm this, you know? And creating a culture around this. So it doesn't do anything for me if I'm doing this by myself. And this is where the group comes in. Like, having an agreement around this, like going to people you love and tell them like, hey, you know what? I know that there's a deeper love available for myself and for you. And I want to start living from this place with you. And do you want to go there with me? Do you want to meet me there? And are you up for doing it together? And then going to the next person and telling them, hey, this is the place that we can live from. Are you ready for the adventure, basically? Because it's hard, you know? But it's also the only way to go. Like when I look into the world right now and I see people fighting about masks, I get really, it's just like, I want to go to them and be like, okay, now let's go and like go deeper, you know? Like there's this place where I'm like, please recognize that you're the same, you know? Recognize that we're just standing on two ends of the same thing. We're just being polarities of the same thing. And for me, what I really want is for people to go out and like spread the word basically and just bring it, just be fucking alive and bring it out into the world so that we can create a human culture. So that, and this is where the piece comes in again, like I start with myself and then I go and bring it into my family or into my community. And then, you know, it expands and it expands and expands. And eventually my vision, my dream is that we just live from this place as humans. Yeah. And we have a long way to go. Yeah. So I would love to know if there are any questions. I would also love to hear how that was for you, the experience you had.
So if anyone would like to pose any questions to Celeste after that, you're welcome to put them into the Q&A box, or maybe if you're in the panelist room, Celeste would like to hear from you directly.
Mm.
Yeah, so just raise your hand if you want to speak and we can bring you in here. Celeste, that was so powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that. It was so, so deep. I can really feel it still reverberating through my body, actually.
Thanks.
And trying to resist the temptation to go into my mind to analyze it, you know, but just feel it in my body. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the mind is a beautiful thing, you know, like it's we've got addicted to it or something. Like we've stopped, we missed the point when we had to stop going for it. Like I feel like the mind is really like such a beautiful thing to help us survive in this world, you know. And so also the shaming of the mind that happens a lot in like the spiritual cultures is like, no, the mind is bad and all of that. Like, no, the mind is not bad, you know, like, so whenever I catch myself, and it happens a lot, like that my mind comes in and just wants to try and take over and be in control, like I just visualize this mind as some, like a little creature or something, and I just tell this creature to like, okay, thank you, I love you, and please can you go to the side so I can see what's behind that.
Yeah, I have a question actually about what was really coming to me in that piece was, you know, I was feeling some fear, and alongside that was kind of, you know, a deep desire to cultivate some courage to really be able to bring this part of myself into relationship in the world.
Yeah.
And is that something that you've experienced, is just this need to cultivate courage to bring that?
Yeah. And also to shift my perception of what courage is. So courage, like, is such a strong word, and we have so much that we attach to it, and from all the like movies and all the warriors and, you know, like all these people who are like, you know, I'm so strong and I have so much courage. And yes, there was a time when that used to be courage, and we live in different times now. So courage can be something. For me, courage, like if I'm really honest, courage for me is when I really allow myself to feel all the vulnerabilities that are present. That is like so, so scary to me still. And when I see someone going for their hearts and I see someone like showing up basically with everything that's alive and showing up with all the not knowing and all the fears, showing up in fear and still showing up, that is courage to me. So I've had this happen many times in my own path these last couple of years. And I also witnessed so many people doing it. And I drink from it when that happens. Like it's an inspiration. It's so inspiring to see people show up with an open heart. That is the new courage for me.
Yeah. And this word courage comes from core, the heart.
Exactly.
So this energy, to capture this energy. Yeah. A lot of people are sharing so much gratitude for this experience, and I'd love to share that with you. Georgina shares, I definitely resonated with the resistance to allowing myself to really feel. I need to come back to this session and do it again. My mind wandered in avoidance.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah. It was so beautiful to see you here today and to go through this practice with you. I love you. Receiving this beautiful love. A great experience, just what I needed at this moment. Thank you for this. And then in my language, there's no way I can say this, Yvonne. Zile. Okay, Yvonne, if you want to say it, please do come in. I don't want to embarrass myself. But it means soul happiness. And yes, it takes courage to feel and experience this. So happy and alive to be here with you. That was great. I felt rage come up like never before.
Yes.
Held in love.
Nice.
I relaxed so well, and I partly fell asleep, but I felt too. And after that, it was really easy to meet my child with love. And people speaking about this wonderful experience to connect together as a group.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah, I would love to speak into the resistance, because I feel like this is actually, this is the piece where many people just stop, you know, because it's like, and I just really want to like, I welcome the resistance. I really appreciate the resistance. And then this is like the practice for me to like let myself fall through. So when I meet resistance, I don't go into like my yang and just like try to penetrate through it. You know, that's not the way to go. So see if you can welcome the resistance and maybe even talk to it, you know, and see if it has a message for you, or if there's like something, yeah, like which part is in resistance, and like create a dialogue or something with the resistance. And what does the piece that is in resistance, or this resistance, what does it need to find more ease? And sometimes it's just something like, I need a blanket. Or sometimes it's, I don't want to do this right now, you know, like I need to first like go and deal with my paper stuff. Or like the answer can be anything really. But really like welcome also the resistance. And see what you can do to meet it with love. And like, whenever I say love or meet something with love, like I can hear myself talk, and I used to be very cynical. And whenever people used to talk like that, I was just like, that's bullshit, you know? And it's really like the fear. I was so afraid of this love, because I didn't really know if I had it in me. And I sometimes don't know, like still, you know, like there's this place where I don't know if I can love like this. And welcoming the resistance, welcoming any fears, and at some point, see if you can just connect to the aliveness behind the resistance, connect to the aliveness behind the fear, the aliveness behind the bliss, the aliveness behind the ecstasy, the aliveness behind the rage, because that is what we're going for. Like we're going for life. you know? And it expresses in different ways, but it's all the same life that's coming through. And then the more we start living from this place, step by step by step. So this is really not about like having like an awakening journey of like 1 year and then I'm done. Like it's going to happen. Like this is going to be the rest of your life. You're going to be, this is the journey of your life. It's not just going to be over one day. And see what happens in your field when you are in this place, you know, like, and even if it's just one day, even if it's just one moment where instead of like doing this, you do that, you know, and then see what happens with the people around you and see what kind of intimacy you create with the people around you. And I have like the intimacy you can have with people that you don't know, like the bus driver, folks. I like to use the bus driver because sometimes when like random people that I feel like, fuck, they must be meeting so much. Yeah, like these people who are like bus drivers and like selling stuff at the supermarket and like all these people who get to meet so many people every day and like probably receiving a lot of crap also. And then I just meet them from this place and then I see them in this place also. And just to have this little like second of like, ah, yeah, we're actually the same, you know? And this, like these are the moments where I'm like, yeah, this is what I'm here for. To like find myself in another, even if it's just for one breath. This is what I'm here for. Yeah.
Wow. Just really letting that sink in.
Yeah.
Find myself in another, even if it's just for one breath. It's so beautiful.
If I can also, I would like to share also a little bit my experience.
Please.
Thank you.
For me, was quite surprising how many things and layers are appearing on the way towards to this connection, and also the gentleness of the connection with this space inside was very like challenging to keep the connection, to find a way how to have enough gentle my awareness and how to keep it was really kind of and a lot of movement around, a lot of emotions and everything. And thank you for that. I'm quite in a strong experience. They were really touched deeply and things are coming up and I had the need just to share and to say a few words. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Super grateful for your share. Yeah. I just want to say, like, going to this place, it's quite radical because it also means feeling all the pain. So once we start opening to this place of our heart, it also means feeling the pain of like trees being like forests being burnt down, feeling the pain of like what's happening in the world with like children and like feeling, you start to feel more collective pain. So this is why it's really just a step-by-step journey. And I think it's really important to not become dogmatic about it and make this just another rule that we can like put on ourselves and then punish ourselves if we're not going for it, you know? So like, yeah, and using this practice daily, basically just tuning into this place of your heart every day in the morning during your morning ritual. It can be like 5 minutes, you know, it doesn't have to be much, but just having like a regular connection to this place every day. And then you can still go ahead and do your business and do your job, but see what happens when you tune into it every day, bit by bit, and how that changes the intimacy you have with others and also with animals or trees or something, you know. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's such a shame that we're coming towards the end of our time. There are so many beautiful sharings that in the chat about people's experiences, and I think like Jakob expressed, we're all feeling this in our body, we're feeling it moving, and it was so intimate and powerful. Celeste, thank you so much. Please stay with me for a couple of minutes because I'm going to ask you to share, like we ask everybody, your top tip for staying embodied. And I'm really with your definition of embodiment still that you began with, landing the soul in the body. That really resonated with me. And I feel like I really need to watch this again and have this experience again. And that's, you know, going to be something I can drop into perhaps regularly. And for everybody here, this is available for free for the next 48 hours. So please do access it and share it with others who you think might also really benefit from this experience. As you were saying, Celeste, you know, that I was really feeling into that ripple effect that you were describing, where we can share it with others. And that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
And if you want to hold on to this and to the whole library of recordings, then please do consider purchasing this library and accessing it again in your own time. And you also get the notes, you know, the transcripts, and you'll also receive the audio. So you, if you're out and about taking a walk in nature, you can also be with this experience. So I encourage you to really consider that. We're going to put some links into the chat now. We're going to put a link in if you want to upgrade to that experience. You're very welcome to. And also, please know that we have some coffee breaks if you'd like to continue this connection with the community today. Please feel free to drop into one of our coffee breakout rooms. Mm-hmm. You can also connect to us on the Facebook channel, the Intimacy and Relationship Facebook channel, and it would be so lovely to have you there. That link will also be in the chat right now. And Celeste, we're also putting in where we can connect to you. So I know that we're putting in your Instagram. I know you've got a Facebook page too, right?
Yeah, I also have a Facebook page. I prefer Instagram.
Great, okay.
Yeah.
Good. So I think the Instagram handle's been put in the chat too. So everyone's welcome to connect to Celeste in that way going forward. Coming up next on this channel is Darren Dioji, who will speak about the male charge cycle and electromagnetic interaction, which sounds really fascinating. So hopefully you'll be able to stay with us today. And I hope that everybody had as valuable an experience as I did. I thought that was just so beautiful, Celeste. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Mm-hmm. And to close, perhaps you would share with us your tip for staying embodied, how we can take this week, this couple of weeks forward into our lives.
Yeah, I love the question. So for me, like this is really it. There's two things that I do, and the one is dancing. It's very like it has to happen every day, and like it has to happen like wild and like just the way that it needs to happen, like really loud music by myself. This is my morning practice. I don't do yoga or anything, I dance. And the other piece is connecting to my heart, because when I connect to my heart, I connect to my feelings, my aliveness basically. And as soon as I start feeling, I cannot not be in my body. So the heart and the body together. Yeah. And I have a 1 week like an online journey coming up where we're basically going to do what I did today, only for 7 days each day with a call. So if you're interested in that, you can reach out to me also via Instagram. If you want to go deeper into the heart.
That sounds so amazing. Thank you for sharing that with us, and we'll definitely get in touch. Thank you again, Celeste, and thank you everybody for being here and for being in this group together where we've all been connecting. So beautiful to be with you all. I'm wishing you a beautiful day.
Thank you all. Super grateful for this. Yeah, spread the heart, love, magic. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.